EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. In vandag se program gesels ons verder met Dr. Gabriella Alberola. Dr. Alberola is 'n postdoktorale navorser in die departement politieke wetenskap aan die Universiteit van Amsterdam. Sy benut haar interdissiplinêre agtergrond in biologie, omgewingsbeleid en politieke wetenskap, gekombineer met haar wortels in aktivisme om dringende omgewingsuitdagings aan te spreek. Vandag vertel sy ons meer oor haar navorsing oor klimaatsfinansiering en aanpassing en hoe dit gemeenskappe op 'n grondvlak beïnvloed. Maar, soos ouer gewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. Suid-Afrikaanse navorsers en byeboere waarsku dat dalende voedselbronne volgehoue druk op heuning bybevolkings plaas. Wêreldbydag word jaarliks op 20 Mei herdenk om bewustheid te verhoog oor die noodsaaklike rol wat bye en ander bestuivers speel om mense en die planeet gesond te hou. Heuningproduksie in die land het die afgelope 40 jaar met ongeveer 70% gedaal, ten spyte van 'n toename in bestuurde kolonies wat dui op 'n dramatiese afname in voedselbeskikbaarheid. Hierdie voedselstres verswak kolonieveerkragtigheid en dwing byboere om swaar op dieraanvullende voeding staat te maak wat die kommersiële stuivingsdienste bedreig wat 'n groot deel van Suid-Afrika se landbou onderlê. Verlies van biodiversiteit word toenemend as 'n sake-risiko behandel met maatskappye wat herevalueer hoe ekosisteme agteruitgang, voorsieningskettinge kan ontwrig en bedryfskoste kan verhoog. Globale instellings waarsku dat meer as die helfte van die wêreld se BBP van die natuur afhang, wat biodiversiteitsafname 'n direkte bedreiging vir voedselproduksie, watersekerheid en klimaatsveerkragtigheid maak. Hierdie waarskuwing kom voor die internasionale dag vir biologiese diversiteit wat jaarliks op 22 Mei gevier word. Vanjaar se tema is om plaaslik op te tree vir 'n globale impak. Sektore soos landbou, bosbou, logistiek en vervaardiging is veral blootgestel omdat grondagteruitgang, waterskaarste en klimaatwisselvalligheid produktiwiteit en voorsieningsbetroubaarheid kan verswak. Vandag gesels ons met Dr. Gabriella Alberola, 'n postdoktorale navorser in die departement politieke wetenskap aan die Universiteit van Amsterdam. Waarom is konsultasies met gemeenskapslede so belangrik voordat klimaatsfinansiering toegeken word?
Sometimes these consultations come after the fact when the project has already been conceived, studied from a bunch of different angles, written up. Then they bring people to consult and they may say, yes, that's true. We do need, say, this particular thing in our community. But is that the highest priority? Is that what is going to improve the most lives or improve, something that matters to them? Not necessarily if they're not consulted from the very beginning of the project. And neither that or better data are going to get us all the way to full, really good effectiveness, really good efficiency. But these are basic preconditions that are not being met. So a lot of work remains to be done.
Jy het baie geskryf oor politieke vooroordeling in die toewysing van internasionale aanpassingsfondse. Wat bekommer jou die meeste oor die politiek en geweld teen omgewingsaktiviste vandag?
Yes, those are also very important questions. Several things worry me. There's been a worldwide defunding of humanitarian aid, development aid, environmental aid, environmental projects. So that worries me because if in the climate that we had before, in the funding climate that we had before, we still were leaving so many vulnerable people behind. We still had communities where people had to put their lives on the line to get their priorities heard, to create awareness. And in that scenario, we were already doing poorly globally, but, of course, some countries a little bit better than others. But I can't imagine, what's in the near future and the long term with this massive defunding of all of these important priorities. So something that really worries me is that lack of visibility and lack of funding for important causes may drive more people to take extreme measures to have their voices heard and to have their priorities met.
Maak dit jou hoopvol om soveel jong mense deesdae betrokke te sien by omgewings- en klimaatsaktivisme.
The involvement of young people, awareness of newer generations, of what's at stake, and seeing them care so much about environmental causes and climate change does give me hope that these problems have more, I don't know, part of the collective consciousness, so to speak, that when we talk about both the violence against environmental activists, but also more broadly about climate change impacts, you don't get as many people being like, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, at least in terms of awareness, I think we've come a long way in terms of people caring about these issues. Social media also, you know, at least these things are not happening in the dark. We hear about it when things are happening. Not that that necessarily changes things as quickly as it should, but it's some minor, you know, silver linings there.
En dit was Dr. Gabriella Alberola. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.